You're listening to the radio stations where Nevada comes to talk, and we want to hear what you have to say. Whatever's on your mind, public service announcements, lost dogs, whatever. Telephone us 775-293-1875 or on Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network or by email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Are you craving the authentic Mexican flavor of Taco Time? Drive through now to try one of their world-famous crisp burritos, hand-rolled fresh to order with fresh quality ingredients. Choose from three delicious flavors, including crisp meat, crisp bean, and crisp chicken. Taco Time open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day for drive-through service. Remember, when you're hungry, anytime is Taco Time.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Line dog-faced Tony Soldier.
You've come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. I know it feels like a Monday. As Wyatt Cox was telling you, it's the Tuesday that feels like a Monday. Great to have you with us. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. I did. I got a lot done around the house, which for me is saying something. I feel like I could have used like another 2 days, but that's okay. We got big stuff going on today. We've got a NASCAR truck race coming up this afternoon. We've got Governor Sisolak unveiling what phase two is going to look like. Maybe as early as June 4th. So next week. Isn't that wild? The long nightmare may be over, or at least it may be better. So the governor is going to speak. Did you see the golf thing? The Tiger and Phil and Tom Brady. Oh my God, you missed. Oh, come on. And Peyton Manning, you missed that? How could you miss that? It was phenomenal. I rarely tweet over the weekend. My buddy Wayne Allen Root tweets a lot over the week. He's like the president. He has some idle time and he spends it on Twitter. I choose not to. But I got to tell you, it was in a driving rainstorm, so the weather did not cooperate. Let's just say that some of the golf wasn't the greatest golf in the world, but it was under adverse conditions. I get it. They raised $20 million. And I will tell you, it was great TV. It was, some of the microphones didn't work. The earpieces didn't work. Technically, it was a little loose. But I'm going to tell you, under those conditions, it was great. And I don't know how many of you actually saw it, but it was really phenomenal. Tom Brady knocked one in from about 150 yards, and it was phenomenal. It was, But Tom Brady also looked like a rank amateur at points during the match, and Yeah, and Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods won the tournament, the outing, the match play. Ended up winning one up. But it was good. And can I tell you something? The ratings were through the roof. It was the highest rated golf event on cable television ever. Ever. And I think that shows you that when baseball comes out, even if they play in front of empty stadiums, it'll be fine. I have not looked at, and Wyatt, maybe you have, the TV ratings for NASCAR just in this last week. Through the roof. Through the roof. And it's great. It's absolutely amazing. We got a big show for you today. Victor Jakes will join us top of the hour. And one of the things that we're going to talk about is his column from the weekend, which I found fascinating. And it was all about, you know how everybody says, you know, Andrew Cuomo, if he said it once, he said it 1,000 times. He talked about how he was going to rely on the data and the science. And Victor Jakes' column, really fascinating, says that the science is vastly overrated. Vastly overrated. We'll talk about that. Also, how many of you are traveling this summer? It turns out not many of you are going to be traveling by air, which is not good news for the folks in Las Vegas or in Reno. This notion, or for that matter, you know, Lake Tahoe or other tourist destinations. This is not going to be good news. 48% of those polled said they're not going to be traveling by air anytime soon, and certainly not this summer. Wow. I want to go to one of the audio sound bites, and again, this is Tuesday, so we're not going to bore you with a lot of Sunday stuff. I do have one clip of Roger Stone. Roger Stone, who became unmasked like General Michael Flynn. Yeah, yeah. But first I want to get to Dr. Marty Makary. He is a professor at Johns Hopkins and was on with Leland Vitter over the weekend, the long holiday weekend. And the World Health Organization's suspension of trials on hydroxychloroquine, a lot of people are making more of it than maybe they should. This was Dr. Makary. He's a regular on Fox News Channel. Here he is.
The conclusion really was no benefit and a slight increase in mortality associated with the arrhythmia side effect, which is known to be a rare side effect. But when people are sick in the hospital, their heart is already under stress and they may be more prone to that side effect of hydroxychloroquine.
Somehow people aren't able to talk about hydroxychloroquine at times without making it political. Just from the science-based understanding of it, there was these anecdotal studies in the beginning that said, hey, this might really work. It might be something that can save people who are at the very end, for lack of a better term, from COVID-19. Is there now information of things that might be better than that?
Well, I think we've seen this tremendous enthusiasm around medications that were already on the shelf or already FDA approved before COVID-19, because that approval and research development process is so complex. So when there was an early indication in France, for example, that 20 patients had a 70% cure rate, it generated enthusiasm. But remember, 6 patients were excluded in that study, including 3 in an ICU and 2 who died. The problem is with COVID-19 is it has a 99% cure rate if you do absolutely nothing. So it's easy to inappropriately attribute something as having caused the cure when it has such a positive outcome with nothing.
I know my parents are watching who are a little bit older and obviously take the threat of this a lot more seriously than somebody who's my age or your age and has a lot better chance if they contract COVID-19 just because of their ages. Is there any treatments or therapeutics that we now realize a couple months in that if you get COVID-19, it gives you a better chance of survival?
Well, we have a pretty good toolbox right now that's building. Remdesivir has been shown to be effective, and it's showing more and more promise. Convalescent plasma is something many doctors in the ICU are very optimistic about. And the vaccines are looking more and more promising. We got some good news this week, both in human studies and in monkey studies. So the toolbox is getting better. And remember, at the same time, we have a therapeutic that's 100% effective. It's called soap and water and distancing.
Yeah.
So those things do work. And in combination, we could have a pretty good way to tackle this come the fall if there is a resurgence.
Help us understand, speaking of the fall and going further in terms of the vaccine, you listened to Moderna, who came out perhaps early, perhaps not, depends on who you ask in the stock market, is that in terms of what their release was on data. You listen to some other press releases that say, hey, look, we're going to have a vaccine, no problem, by the fall. And then you listen to some fairly acclaimed and successful doctors who say, look, 2021 at the very earliest for a vaccine. Why is there such a wide gap about something that conceivably should be relatively simple when it comes to what the science is?
Well, Leland, I think the answer is pretty simple. We've never moved at this pace before. And this Operation Warp Speed and the public demand for a vaccine has really accelerated things. So while many of us thought 3 months ago that the idea of having a vaccine that's been shown to be effective and prevent infection in monkeys and rhesus monkeys, which is the closest animal model to humans, and has been shown to produce neutralizing antibodies in patients, as was announced this Monday by Moderna, I'd have probably told you that sounds unrealistic. It sounds too good to be true. So we are seeing this intense mobilization of resources, and this sort of lack of enthusiasm that came after the announcement on Monday was probably because Moderna simply released the data that they most likely had, which was for 8 patients, not the whole group of 45. It's not that the other 37 didn't do well. It's just that they released the data that they had at the time.
That's Dr. Marty Makary, professor at Johns Hopkins. And it was on with Leland Vitter of Fox News Channel over the weekend. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today, even on a Tuesday after Memorial Day. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com, or check this out, libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. We make it easy for you. I'm Kevin Wall, the program Live and Local Now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
So the difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns, and that someone is us. We are free radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email nevadatalknet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm
crazy.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Crazy.
Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black?
Crazy.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Crazy for thinking.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to Wyatt Cox for putting together that little montage. And by the way, that's recent stuff. That doesn't go back into, Obama was articulate and, convenience stores and that all the folks are of Indian descent.
Dog-faced pony soldier.
It doesn't cover any. No, it's just the recent stuff. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created something special for you. It's called Live and Local Now on Demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on Demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website. It's KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly, and it's free. Try it out right now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com. You want to listen to last Friday's show? All of it? Be my guest. No. It'd be great. The vice president, who I think has been one of the best vice presidents in the history of our nation. Mike Pence was on Fox and Friends yesterday. And so he was really good. And he made the case for reopening America. Listen, this is cut two. Listen to the vice president yesterday on Fox and Friends.
The president and I are very confident that as now all 50 states have begun the process of reopening our country, that while there may be instances where people would do well to be reminded about the importance of social distancing and the importance of continuing regular hygiene, we have every confidence that as these restrictions are more loosened in the days ahead, the American people are going to step forward and put this country back to work in a safe and in responsible way.
Mr. Vice President, the president tweeted about schools. He said schools in our country should be opened ASAP. Much very good information now available. What's the latest on this? Because many people in New York City, for instance, are wondering, are their kids going to be going back to school? If not, should we enroll them somewhere else?
Well, you know, it's important to reflect today on two things, I think, Ainsley. Number one is the more than 98,000 Americans who've lost their lives. Our hearts are with their families on this Memorial Day as well. But I think we also do well to reflect on the fact that because the American people embrace the president's leadership, listen to state and local authorities, that tens of thousands of families have been spared the heartache of that loss. And we've seen real progress all across the country. I mean, hospitalizations are declining. We've seen a steady decline in cases, new cases across the country. And most importantly, fatalities continue to decline. You saw the governor of New York, as you mentioned, their state, say that New York is essentially back where they started back in March. And so we are on the far side of this epidemic in many of the places most impacted. And that's given us an opportunity not just to issue, as we did now more than a month ago, the guidelines to open up America again, but the CDC and the task force are going to continue to produce useful information about how we can bring back our schools, how we can bring back summer camps, how we can go back to churches and synagogues and mosques and enjoy in a safe and responsible way our freedoms of religion. So we're working very closely with university presidents around the country over the last several weeks. We'll be welcoming them to the White House soon. And we have every confidence that whether it be our universities around the country or whether it be primary and secondary education, that we're in most areas of the country, we're going to be able to get kids back to school in a safe and responsible way.
Okay. The Vice President of the United States yesterday on Fox and Friends. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you'll hear from the President. He was at Fort McHenry. Also, Governor Andrew Cuomo and his daily briefing, this time, I believe, from New York City because he helped bring in the markets today. Dow Jones. Yeah. We'll talk about that and more coming up as we continue. It is live and local now.
Making radio great again.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against. Sorry. independent sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stocks are surging on Wall Street in morning trading so far. The New York Stock Exchange allowing a small group of traders back on the trading floor today after months of keeping them away because of the coronavirus pandemic. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ringing the opening bell this morning. And the president of the exchange, Stacey Cunningham, says,
"The New York Stock Exchange facade is the face of capitalism, and we can set an example."
The economic slowdown so far not impacting home prices. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index just out finds prices increased nearly 4.5% in March. Things heat up across the Southwest this week, temperature-wise, threatening to break daily heat records from Sacramento to Phoenix. Heat advisories already in effect. That heat will start shifting towards the east come Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
A bad night in Charlotte gets worse for Hamlin. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, midday.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Hi. Guess we should talk about something. How's the vermicelli game in your town? Got any good Vietnamese restaurants? Vermicelli? Oh, it's a noodle. Very good. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Times have been tough lately. Fridays feel like Mondays. Weekends like weekdays. But soon, that will change. Because soon, we will have race day. A day to be thankful for those off the track while we root together for our drivers on it. A day when the red flag is lifted and the green flag flies again. A day that is just the beginning. NASCAR is back.
The NASCAR Cup Series on Fox and FS1. Brought to you by GEICO.
Before the Coca-Cola 600 even started on Sunday afternoon at Charlotte Motor Speedway, Denny Hamlin found himself in trouble. As his FedEx Toyota pulled off the pit lane for the pre-race pace laps, ballast fell from the race car onto the racetrack. Hamlin would ultimately finish 30th, and then learn on Monday that three of his crew members, including crew chief Chris Gabehart, will be suspended for the next four NASCAR Cup Series races because of those violations. Elsewhere in Charlotte, Kyle Busch won last night's NASCAR Xfinity Series race, holding off Daniel Hemric at the finish, and the NASCAR Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series returns to action tonight in Charlotte. Ben Rhodes will start from the pole. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
California, here I am.
I come, where I can live with all the bums. Junkies and flunkies live on the street. Pieces of feces underneath Pelosi's feet. California, what a state! The perfect place to defecate is right beside that Golden Gate. California, here I come.
Jesse Goldberg. Jesse Goldberg. With something to brighten your day. I know it's Monday. Okay, it feels like a Monday, but it's actually Tuesday. Okay? God, don't you just love that stuff? Great to have you with us. Don't forget, a busy afternoon on these Nevada Talk Network stations. The Charlotte, North Carolina Education Lottery 200 begins with airtime 4:30 right here on this Nevada Talk Network station. Then at 5:30, we'll switch live to Carson City for the governor, Governor Sisolak, where he is supposedly going to reopen the Nevada economy. Hold your applause, please. May just open up the casinos. The date they're talking about is June 4. Again, if the numbers go south on us, if the hospitalizations spike and the deaths spike and all of that, I guess the governor can undo that. But the word now is that it'll be on the 4th of June. And we'll see if the governor holds true to that. 5:30 for that. So it's going to be a very, very busy day. Wyatt Cox never sleeps. And he won't be sleeping today, I guarantee you. No nappy poo for Wyatt Cox. Governor Andrew Cuomo. That's what he wishes he were doing today. Governor Andrew Cuomo met with the media just minutes ago, not in Albany, but in New York City, where he opened the Dow Jones trading floor, reopened it, if you will. This was Andrew Cuomo just a few minutes ago.
Thank you for being here. That we had announced last week on the best wear a mask video. She's going to report on that today. To my right, Melissa DeRosa, Secretary to the Governor. To her right, Gareth Rhodes, who's been an essential component of what we've been doing from day one. It's a pleasure to be here today. I hope everyone had a good weekend. I had a great weekend. Stayed at home Saturday. Went to the beach. Sunday, went to the Intrepid yesterday, plus I changed the oil in the car, so I had a good day, good weekend. I want to thank the Stock Exchange for hosting us today. This is a beautiful room. I was here this morning. The stock market reopened today, so it's a pleasure to be here. I want to thank Stacy Cunningham, who is the president of the New York Stock Exchange, for her hospitality and courtesy. Let's start with the facts. Facts first. That's what the American people need. Number of hospitalizations down. Great news. Rolling average down. Number of intubations down. Number of new COVID cases down to the lowest level since this ever started, just about 200. Amen. Number of lives lost, 73. That's the lowest level that we have seen since this started. So again, in this absurd new reality, that is good news. Any other time and place when we lose 73 New Yorkers, it's tragic. It's tragic now, but relative to where we've been, we're on the other side of the curve, and that is the lowest number that we've had. So we thank all the healthcare staff once again, doctors, nurses who have been doing a fantastic job. And you see, we went up the mountain very quickly. That spike took us up very quickly. And it took a long time to come down, but we're still coming down. Yesterday was Memorial Day. And traditionally, Memorial Day is a pivot point. It's a transition point. Summer is starting. Fashion changes. Mindsets change. And it shouldn't be that much different this year. Memorial Day is going to be a point where maybe we don't all run back to the beach, but we're going to turn the page on COVID-19. And we're going to start focusing on reopening and how we reopen and how smart we are in reopening, because that's the whole issue. You look at what's happening across the country, it was never a question of reopen or not reopen. The answer was always reopen. The question was always, how smart are you on the reopening? How intelligent are you on the reopening? How informed are you? How disciplined are you on the reopening? Because that determines how successful the reopening is. The stock market reopened today. I had the honor of ringing the bell. And it didn't reopen the way it was. It reopened smarter than before. Fewer people, wearing masks, new precautions, that the stock exchange has incorporated, not because government said they had to, but because the stock exchange is smart. And they wanted to get back to business, but they wanted to be smart, and they're doing it in a way that keeps people safe. And that's an example of exactly what we've been talking about. So two tracks going forward from Memorial Day. Number one, monitor the reopenings. We're reopening in regions all across the state because regions are different all across the state. So we're reopening in regions. Monitor the regions. We have a dashboard that is up. Every New Yorker can see the numbers, and what we're doing is gauged by the numbers. Mid-Hudson opens today. They met all the metrics, all the numerical criteria, so they're opening today. Long Island will open tomorrow. We're going to bring on the last of what's called the tracers, who do the contact tracing after testing. And they'll be coming online today, and Long Island will open tomorrow. Each region has a regional control group. I've spoken to many of the county executives across the state who are key on these regional control groups. And I said to the county executives, watch the numbers. When you see a cluster of cases, jump on it. Jump on it. That's what the contact tracing is all about. What happened? Where did they come from? Is there any commonality among the people in the cluster? Is there a geographic identity to that cluster? But that has to be done region by region. You have to stay disciplined and focused. Study the numbers. The numbers inform you. The numbers tell you what's happening. That dashboard tells you what's happening. And those regional control groups have to be disciplined. Steve Ballone in Suffolk and Laura Curran in Nassau and Mark Polenkos in Buffalo and Adam Bellow in Rochester and Ryan McMahon in Syracuse. Focus on what's happening on those numbers. You see a little movement, you pounce on it. Find out what it is, explore it, and resolve it. New York City is the one region that has not reopened yet in New York. And that's for obvious reasons. The numbers have been worse in New York City. The number of cases were worse in New York City. Again, nothing endemic to New York City. What happened in New York City was the virus was coming from Europe. We didn't even know. Nobody told us. We all were told it was coming from China, China, China. Look to the west, came from the east. We're looking west, it came from the east. It was coming from Europe. And January, February, before we did a European travel ban, 3 million Europeans landed at our airports, and the virus came that way. So once the virus got here, it spread. This is a dense area, New York City, public transportation. So it had the worst problem in the nation, one of the worst problems on the globe. So it's the one region that's not reopened yet, and we're now going to focus on reopening New York City. And again, we do it smartly. We have data. We have tests. We can focus on the new cases in New York City. Where are those infections still coming from? And we literally can now focus on those areas by zip code. We've done so much testing. We do more testing in New York than any state in the United States of America. We do more testing per capita than most countries on the globe. We do so much testing that we can actually identify zip codes that are generating the new cases. If you have that kind of intelligence, that kind of data, then you can target your resources right to those areas. Those zip codes tend to be predominantly minority communities. The infection rate is not spreading among essential workers. It's spreading among workers who have stayed home or who are unemployed. So it's spreading in the home, it's spreading in the community. We're going to focus on those zip codes. We're going to focus on those communities, and we want to slow the infection rate even in those communities. And that will really bring the numbers down in New York City.
There you have it. Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, in New York City today, and brought back the trading floor at the Dow Jones after and they reworked the trading floor. Less people, more partitions, not that craziness that you're used to seeing. I know that in these troubled times, a lot of us want to prepare for the unexpected. And that's why I recently called my friends at Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. Now, in an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure that I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about, 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. And in these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers. Remember, these people, they're brokers. They don't work for one company. They handle all the companies, Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group. No matter where you live across the state, call them right now, 702-714-1060. Ask them for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it'll cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060, Castle Insurance Group. Coming up, the President of the United States went to Fort McHenry. And he was pretty good. It was a teleprompter speech. It was a little more somber than we're used to from the president, but he got the message across. We'll get to the president coming up next, live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client. You. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to. Me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10, WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
We encourage you to participate in the gift card challenge.
These days, we all probably know of a local business that is struggling to adapt to the current realities. Here's a small way that you can help.
Announcing the gift card challenge.
If you're able, think of your favorite local business and then buy a gift card today.
Buy it online or pledge to buy one as soon as you can.
Every little bit will help.
Restaurants have takeout or delivery. Many businesses have online shopping options.
Participate in the gift card challenge today.
Buy a gift card.
Any amount and show your support for our local businesses in this time of need.
Keep it for yourself to use at a later date or pass it along to someone you know that's on the front lines doing what they can to keep us all safe.
Make the pledge and buy a gift card today.
Participate in the gift card challenge.
Post and tag the business you selected on social media and challenge your friends and neighbors to do the same.
Working together, one card at a time, we can all make a difference.
Hashtag gift card challenge. Learn more at giftcardchallenge.org.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
So good to have you with us. The president yesterday went to Fort McHenry, and his tribute on Memorial Day, I'm not going to bring it all to you, but I wanted to bring just a couple of minutes to give you a flavor of what the president was talking about yesterday. This is cut six. This is the president yesterday in Fort McHenry.
I stand before you at this noble fortress of American liberty to pay tribute to the immortal souls who fought and died to keep us free. Earlier today, the First Lady and I laid a wreath in their sacred honor at Arlington National Cemetery. Now we come together to salute the flag they gave their lives to so boldly and brilliantly defend. And we pledge in their cherished memories that this majestic flag will proudly fly forever. We're joined for today's ceremony by Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley, Congressman Andy Harris, and a number of service members and veterans of the armed forces. The dignity, daring, and devotion of the American military is unrivaled anywhere in history and any place in the world. In recent months, our nation and the world have been engaged in a new form of battle against an invisible enemy. Once more, the men and women of the United States military have answered the call to duty and raced into danger. Tens of thousands of service members and National Guardsmen are on the front lines of our war against this terrible virus. As one nation, We mourn alongside every single family that has lost loved ones, including the families of our great veterans. Together, we will vanquish the virus, and America will rise from this crisis to new and even greater heights.
That's the president, Fort McHenry, yesterday. I normally would not play a clip from Friday, except that this is Roger Stone, who I love Roger Stone, and I pray he does not spend a day in prison. But he was out there amongst them on Friday, his first, I guess, major TV interview since the trial. And I want you to hear Roger Stone. And this is a guy that that I think will be a candidate, assuming he's serving time in prison. I don't think he'll serve a day in prison. I think the president will pardon him. This was Roger Stone Friday, and this was on a thing called Biz TV. This is Roger Stone.
I'm finally able to say, for the first time since the beginning, I am the victim of a witch hunt. I'm the victim of a political prosecution. The Office of Special Counsel leaked for almost 16 months. Roger Stone will be indicted for treason. Roger Stone will be indicted for conspiracy against the United States. Roger Stone will be indicted for violation of the foreign campaign contribution ban. Roger Stone will be indicted for money laundering. Roger Stone will be indicted for mail fraud, wire fraud, cyber crimes, including unauthorized access to a protected computer, cyber crimes, including the receipt and dissemination of stolen material, the murder of Abraham Lincoln. This list went on and on and on. They defrauded several federal judges and magistrates, claiming they had evidence of these some 18 crimes, aiding and abetting a felony, accessory to a felony after the fact. They never had any evidence of any of those crimes. Despite the legal proctological examination that they conducted on me, going through every email, every text message, every phone call, all they could come up with was a very poorly put together, flimsy, lied to Congress charge, when the matters that I'm accused of making misstatements about are both immaterial and they have no intent. In other words, there's no underlying crime for me to lie about. And as you know, Frank, someone very well known to you, their chief witness was Randy Credico.
Yes, Roger Stone on a thing called Biz TV on Friday. Busy day today on the program and on this radio station. The Charlotte, North Carolina Education Lottery 200 will be contested. It's the truck race, and that'll be 4:30 airtime on these Nevada Talk Network stations. At 5:30, we'll have the governor, Steve Sisolak. Will he announce a June 4th return of the casinos and the rest of our economy? We'll find out. We'll do all of that at about 5:30, and then we'll get you back to the truck race, I promise. Stick around. More to do. Victor Jakes joins us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll do all that and more. Oh, and by the way, he's going to talk about the science, how the science and the data that all these governors talk about, oh, we're going to be guided by this, the science, how the science has failed us. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.